In the scripture today, you heard about the revelation of John to the off of the island of Patmos. Now, you know, every generation that ever has existed, any preacher loves to preach from the book of Revelation, because you can make it be whatever you want it to be. It's a vision. You can interpret it to mean anything you want it to. Back in World War II, they were interpreting it to mean that the end times were coming and Adolf Hitler was the Antichrist. And then after that, something else. And then after that, the nuclear bomb was going to destroy all the world, and we were living in the Antichrist times at the end of the time. The truth of the matter is, we can't interpret it. We don't have the knowledge. That's why it is a revelation, a vision. We can try to make some understanding of it, but we can't quite interpret what it means. In the book of Revelation, just before where Dale started to read, all the saints are gathered in the kingdom of heaven. And in the kingdom of heaven, there's a throne. Can you imagine a huge throne? And sitting on the throne is God. And in his right hand, he's holding a scroll. What's a scroll? What's a scroll? Well, it's a rolled-up piece of paper, is what it is. And this scroll has seven seals on it. And he's sitting there holding this scroll. And as he's sitting there, standing before the throne next to him, is this super angel, if you will. Mighty angel, strong. And the beasts that are standing around the throne with him. So here God is in the four beasts, and there's an angel going down there. Woe is we! No one can open the scroll. Because whatever is written on the scroll is what is about to come. And when the seals are open, then those things on the scroll will happen. And for eons and eons and eons, this scroll has been in God's hand. And no one has been able to open it. And this big, strong angel, by the way, if you haven't been here before, angels, there are no women angels in the Bible. There are only men angels. I think God messed that up. It should be all women angels, but there's women angels in the Bible, only men. And this guy is a super angel. He's standing up there like this, and he's, whoa, and there's no one to open the throne. Open the scroll. Well, in the midst of the elders and the saints, there's a lamb. A little lamb. And the lamb has seven horns. The seven horns stand for royalty. Royalty. The seven is a primary number of God. Seven. Royalty. And this big angel is going, oh, whoa, nobody can open it, nobody can open it. And he looks over, and he sees the lamb in the middle of the saints. And the saints go, wait a minute, there is one who can open it. He's here. And the saint, this big angel, thinks that the reason nobody can open it is because to get to it and open it, they have to get by him. And if he's a big super angel, what do you think has to happen to get by him? You got to be bigger and stronger and more super, right? That's what we believe, right? The one with the most power is the one who wins. The one who's the biggest and the strongest, they always win, right? Football players, the biggest football player wins, right? Well, guess what? Here's this lamb. And the angel looks over and he sees the lamb. And he says, yes, there is one who can open the scroll. For he was slain. What's slain? He was killed. But guess what? He's alive again. He took on the burdens and the sins of not only his own people, but all of the people of the world, no matter what language they speak, no matter where they come from, through him, the saints have been saved. And this lamb is given the authority and has the power to go right by this giant angel and take the scroll and open the seals. Who's the lamb? Jesus is the lamb. He has all power to take the scroll. And break the seals and open it. And he does. And everybody's waiting. What's going to happen? The end times are coming. What's the order? How's this all going to happen? And the Lamb reads the scroll. And he does this. And he puts it away. He puts it away. For those things aren't to be revealed. What's more important is they're not important. Because it makes no difference what's coming in the future. You can't stop it. You can't add another day to your life or a hair on your head. My friend Landon has set before him a journey that he's going to make. He has some choices in the journey that he makes, whether he's going to do this or whether he's going to do that, whether he will walk in the footsteps of the saints or reject the Christ. That's the choice he has to make. Yes. And I pray every day that he makes the choice to follow the Christ. Don't worry about tomorrow. Doesn't matter. What matters is today. What are you doing today? How is your life a life of the saints today? All those candles up there represent the saints that have gone on before. You have any up there, Bruce? Who? Your father. Who do you know should be a candle lit for the saint that you know? Maybe you didn't get one up there. But now you can lift the name of those who are the saints in your life that you want to remember. Who's the saint you want to remember?
My mother.
Your mother. Your father-in-law. Others? Saint you want to remember?
Daughter.
Grandfather.
Sister-in-law, brother-in-law.
What?
Husband.
That's a rare. No, it's your mom and dad. Others?
My teacher.
Your teacher. Others? Father. Others? Bob Keys and Victor Rack. Others?
My grandson, Chase.
Chase. Others?
Brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law. You know, in some circles, to be a saint means you have to meet certain qualifications. In some circles, to be a saint means that you've done something extraordinary in your life. That there are miracles attached to your life. Verifiable miracles, two or three, that are attached to your life. It might be, too, that if you are to be a saint and sainted, that your body may not experience corruption. What's corruption? It doesn't decay. So after a few years, they pop open a casket, and if you look the same as you did today, it's a good thing. Some saints are noted for the things they've done. What's the name of a saint you might know for one something they've done? Noted for something they've done. Saint what? Mother Teresa. Yep, Mother Teresa. Others? Saint Francis for his care. Saint Nicholas. Do you know that where Saint Nicholas comes from? Saint Nicholas was a minister in a church. And every year when we wanted to be married, as women wanted to be married, we had to have a dowry. Did you have a dowry? Throw her back. You had to have a dowry to be married. And that was money that you could take with you into the relationship that was paid for you. Well, a lot of poor women didn't have any money, so they couldn't get married. Saint Nicholas would take and gather little bags of gold coins. And at night, he would sneak around. He was almost like a peeping Tom, come to think of it. Anyway, he would sneak around houses, and he would find the women that want to get married and couldn't afford it, and he would drop a bag of coins into the house or into their shoes. And that would be the dowry money they had to get married. That's how he became a saint. Some saints are not only marked by the things that they do, God himself, Christ himself, marks them. Have you ever heard of something called a stigmata? A stigmata?
That's a mark that you've got in your body that's Christ
related. It's the marks of Christ that appear on people, some saints' bodies. Nail holes in the hands, bleeding from the hands. Saint Francis, stigmata. Padre Pio, stigmata. Saints. But let me tell you a secret. All saints don't get those things. Some saints are the ones who care for their families. Some saints are the ones that do a good turn or a good thing for somebody they don't even know. Some saints are those who decide that the needs of others are more important than their own needs, and you never know it, and they're sitting right beside you. Just like I asked the kids to be, say their names as a saint, Saint Luke. You know, that made their parents go crazy back there. Uh-huh, right, uh-huh. Yeah, really? Saint Luke? You are in the line of saints. You may know some other saints. Who would you say is a saint in your life? I heard some earlier. Saint Lola. Saint Betty. These are the people who influence our lives, and by their examples, set for us how we are to live life together. You all know the saints, and you are the saints of the future. You know, when Jesus was in heaven as the Lamb, and the angel said, "Hey, look, there's one," they all started singing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory be to God in the highest. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." And thousands and thousands, and they called them myriads upon myriads of people, of creatures, of saints, proclaimed his love and grace.